Hi, everyone, and welcome to a new era of Kansas City Chiefs football and a brand new season right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. There has been no busier team in the National Football League over the past 8 months than the Kansas City Chiefs, starting with the hiring of Andy Reid in early January and then the hiring of general manager John Dorsey, leading to an aggressive free agency period where the team tried to build up its roster, and then the draft where Kansas City had the first overall selection, plus building of this draft class, which they think can be a keystone for the future. Off-season programs, OTAs, mini camps, and there can be no season without training camp, and this team had one of the best in its history. Today on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider, we'll go under the helmet with Pro Bowl safety Eric Berry, who we had wired for sound. We'll have an exclusive interview with general manager John Dorsey to talk about one of the most unique 24-hour periods in franchise history. And speaking of training camp, we'll go back to St. Joe to show you why it was a very productive month. All that and more on this edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
Dudes left.
They're gonna win that all day.
Let's go, D. Look where we at. Hey, y'all play outside over there. Outside.
To this point here, you know, I'm very pleased at where we're at. We were hit with some pretty tough challenges. Coach Reid hit us with some tough situations, you know, just going throughout that whole process. And I think the team as a whole, we responded very well to that. And I mean, that's what you ask out of your team, is you want to see what it's going to be like throughout adversity and how we're going to respond.
Come on, Flo! No. Oh, Sunil. Yeah! Oh! Yeah! Did you hit that?
We got those base core values, you know, that you need to have for a good team, you know. Just having that bond like a family, fighting through adversity, being able to come out of tough situations. And we definitely laid the foundation throughout this offseason.
You like writing, though. Stop talking like that.
You said you don't like yesterday.
No, I didn't. Get out of my face, man.
It's almost like family, so I feel comfortable. Like, if I know, if I call my dad and I say, "Dad, look, this is what I want to do, or this is what I want to get done. Can I depend on you to get this done?" I know it's going to happen.
You know what I was telling you to do? I wasn't telling you to take the tight end. I was telling you to show this way, because I was going to show off, and then I was going to come down. You could have bumped over.
Yeah, they would have called you out.
Hey! Frisco.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta let them go after that, because if I hold on, they're gonna win that.
And I think that's the same way, where if it's Justin who tells me, "Look, I got outside, this is where I'm gonna be, go ahead and shoot your gun, I trust you," it's the same exact thing. Or if it's the same thing with Tomba and DJ and Kendrick. So, I mean, it's just, you know, we have a sense of accountability, and we have a sense of trust within each other. And this isn't our first rodeo with each other. You know, this is 3-4 seasons we've been playing with each other. So we're starting to come along and have that bond and that family feel.
Let's go, D, let's go.
We're trying to win.
Look where we at.
There you go, T.I. Lee.
This is when it all counts. This is when the W's and the L's count. So I've been locked in, and I'm ready to go. And it's hard to explain how I feel about this game, just because it's another season. And it's just so far, we've come a long way as a unit, and I've come so far as a player. You know, and I'm anxious and I'm itching to see what it's going to be like to step on that field. And then we play them at their place, and then we come right back at home. So we're trying to go ahead and get a W, not writing it off. by no means, but we definitely want to win that game so we can come back with some momentum when we come back to Arrowhead.
Here we go. Ready, Thompson? Okay. Next play.
Y'all swap that out.
Oh, I thought Nico was finna have a pick.
The fact that we've been going through so much as a team and we've been building something special here, I feel like I'm very excited to see how it's gonna be when we really have our backs against the wall and when we're really out there against another opponent. It's just gonna be us in that stadium down there in Jacksonville. So, I mean, I think that's gonna bring us even closer.
All I hear now is it's just like a college atmosphere. So I'm so excited to get a chance to do that in the NFL because I just left the college level at a high level and I understand how that feels and how big of a difference the fans make to, you know, a team like that, you know, have that support behind them. But I'm so excited to get a chance to do it.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs. There is so much more coming at you here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. When we return, General Manager John Dorsey sits down with me for an exclusive interview, and our 65 TPT cameras will show you the best of the best from training camp at Missouri Western State University.
Joining us now on Between the Lines is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Alex Smith. Everything going according to schedule so far? Do you feel like the work that's been put in, that you're just right on track?
No question. I do feel like under the circumstances, you know, as far as new coaching staff coming in, a lot of new faces, more so maybe than any other time, I really feel like we've taken advantage of the time we've had together. We've got a tremendous amount of reps in.
You know, every year you're thinking positive about the season, but it's a different aura about this team right now due to Andy Reid and the things he brings to the team and the confidence level.
Do we have room to improve? We got a ton of room to improve, but the guys have worked very hard to get where they're at right now. Their attitude's right, so it lends itself to being able to improve themselves.
Improvement. It's been the focus this offseason in Kansas City. Improvement starting at the top, from coaching staff to personnel moves to roster upgrades. It's been the theme since the day Andy Reid walked into One Arrowhead Drive. A new chapter unfolds at Arrowhead as we begin the season under the direction of General Manager John Dorsey, Head Coach Andy Reid, and the transformed 53-man roster that they have assembled. The first test this team will face is in Jacksonville against a team that also aims to put a 2-14 season in the rearview mirror. There are three main points to focus on leading up to kickoff. First, the battle of the number one picks, Eric Fisher and Luke Jokel. Since the draft began in 1967, the first and second overall picks have met three times, but never have they both started in the opening game against one another. Both offensive tackles will face veteran defensive lines as they aim to prove themselves in their NFL debuts. Second is the clash of premier running backs. Jamaal Charles is a constant big play threat and will factor in well as a key part of Andy Reid's offense, while the Jaguars will bring back Maurice Jones-Drew, who is eager to prove that he's still an elite back in this league. The final point is momentum. It's everything in the NFL, and it could pay big dividends if the Chiefs bring it back with them to Kansas City for the home opener in Week 2 against the Dallas Cowboys. Kansas City and the entire Chiefs kingdom has been waiting on pins and needles for this week. A new season with new leadership and a confidence to set a foundation for success.
John, you've talked repeatedly about building a program. Now, at the beginning of the season, where are you in that building process?
We're better off today than we were yesterday, the day before, and when I got here January 13th. I think I made a statement early on in January or so that we had a plan. When you are the first pick in the draft, you have first claim off the waivers, which is a good thing. You know, this is something that gives you a chance to better yourself. It'll never happen again, so utilize it. I thought all along that we would come to this point and we would have an opportunity to better ourselves here make the back end of the roster competitive, and that's all you can ask for. My hat's off to the personnel staff and what they've done and all the hard work they've done, and that's led by Chris Ballard. In 2 days, we had about 3 hours sleep. We started with 100 guys, and then we really kind of narrowed it down to 50, and then we kind of worked through the 50 to get to the 7. By doing our research, analyzing all the different teams, analyzing the preseason, as I talked to you about, and the strengths and weaknesses of the teams, it was early on, you know, we kind of knew that Desmond Moses would kind of be the odd man out. And that's why you'd go and, you know, orchestrate a trade like you did with Dallas. And I think we're in a good place right now. I'm actually looking forward to this game and just kind of see this whole team come together, because this is the 2013 Chiefs.
You mentioned being in the waiver position you were. It's 14 transactions. How much of a product is this? Is a lot of eyes watching the league for a long period of time.
What we've said is not one man has all the answers, but I think if you collectively do this as a group, allow people to take ownership, that's where franchises flourish, is when everybody's involved in the process. But now ultimately we know where the call's got to come from, is making sure that we're not doing too much that will interfere with, you know, game one. I mean, you have to be very selective in how you do this, because, you know, it's going to take a couple of weeks for these guys to get into the playbook and understand that. But you know what? The significance is they can contribute immediately on special teams. And that's what you want. That's where the value is going to be. And from the defensive side of the ball, on the defensive skilled guys between the linebackers and the corners, these guys are really going to be good contributing core, special teams core players.
I tweeted out, I said, it's almost wish we could have a week mini camp to get these seven guys acclimated. That doesn't happen. But your coaching staff, because this is now where it translates from personnel to coaching, how confident are you that these guys can be integrated within a week on teams or in 2 weeks on scrimmage day?
That's a great, I'm glad you asked me that question, because what you've done is we've gotten younger as a team. But these coaches that we have on our staffs are some of the finest teachers that I've seen, and see how they teach these young men. They will get them up to task and speed, you know, as humanly possible. What is good about these guys is everybody learns at different levels. But what I think is interesting about these teachers or coaches is once you understand how an individual learns, then you teach them to that level of how they learn. There's different styles of learning. And that's what's so good about this staff, is they understand you can teach one kid one way and teach another kid another way. One guy may be a visual learner, one guy just may be an audio learner. But it's once you understand the types of learners that they are, then you go teach them your style and strength.
Don't go away, because after the break, we'll take you onto the practice field where we've mic'd players and coaches for sound throughout training camp in St. Joe.
Hey, let's go, man.
Let's go, D.
Hey, here we go, guy. Pass now.
Here.
Check it.
We good, Flo. We good.
We good, Flo.
Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. I've been to 20 training camps in my day, but this year I was privileged in St. Joseph to see some of the most encouraging practices ever. This might be the best Chiefs coaching staff in two decades. Our 65 TPT crew wired coaches and players for sound throughout training camp as the Chiefs made preparations for the 2013 season.
Hey, fellas, let's make sure now that we have a complete focus, and let's focus on doing the things the right way.
It's a mental day right here, man. Let's come out here just trying to see how we respond, man. Let's come out here and do what we got to do, man.
Oh, looky here. Looky here. We know what's happening. Hey, listen, get it right now. Make the play. Let's get it right now.
Let's go now. We touch it, we score. Everybody hear what I said? We touch it, we score.
Play fast. Get up. Go get it. Let's go, 3-4.
In OTAs, you kind of got a sense how practice was going to be. Even then, people were flying around, and, you know, you just knew, okay, once Pat gets get on, it's going to be real intense out there. There are so many talented players on this team, and, you know, you just see how guys fly around the ball and how athletic and how physical they are. And, you know, I'm not surprised by anything I see out there.
Let's go, D. This is our drill right here now. We get better right here. Don't let them get nothing.
It's more plays. The intensity is higher. Full throttle every day.
The
The biggest thing is just keep growing as a team. I feel like if we just learn how to fight through every situation and deal with adversity, I think everything else is going to take care of itself. Like, it's going to be times where we make bad plays in the game or we give up something, but the good teams learn how to bounce back from that. And the good teams come in and day out and keep working.
Hey, let's go, man.
Let's go, D.
Hey, here we go, guys. Pass now.
Here.
Check it, check it.
We good, Flo. We good. We good, Flo. We good, Flo.
These guys are definitely hungry, and I remember our first meeting, you know, guys coming in like, look, we're going to set the tone, we're going to set the standard, we want to be the best secondary, the best defense in the NFL from day one. So even in just tag-off drills, you still see guys flying to the ball and being aggressive out there.
Let's go! Let's go!
Come on, press it, press it, press it. Good. 2-5, one more time. 2-5, we're reading it, right? We still want to stay on what? That angle, right? Now the fullback has to adjust because why? His read happens a little quicker. You still got to move him. We got to place guys on the second level, right? Here we go. Come on, be patient, be patient. There you go. Hit. Come on. Hold on. We don't hop, we're stepping up. Let's go.
He's one of those perfectionists, man. You know, he's always on you. Even if you're doing it right, he's going to critique you. It's always something you can improve on. He's real hard on the details.
Come on, hands. Come on. All right, come here. Come back. Right now, we're getting short on. As I'm here, boom, be violent. Do something. Because why? I'm going to grab you and take you wherever I want to take you. Okay? I'm a big boy. Just don't hit me in my face.
Kind of like my father. And one of those things, you know, you're going to thank him later because you see it paid off. You know, it's kind of one of those rough things to go through because he's on you. But, you know, looking back on it, you know, I'm going to thank him.
Hit me. Come on. Hands. Good. Right there. Get upfield. Right there. Good. Now get your eyes on. Looking in. Skid down. Stay with it. Man, let me tell you something. Get your eyes and fingers. Eyes when it leaves his hand. Go ahead. Get on back out. Cross his face. Good. Stay strong with it.
With Coach Cully, he really makes sure we pay attention to detail. And it's working out for us. It's giving us opportunities to, you know, get open and have fun and make plays.
There you go. Use your best stuff now, baby. Stay down. Now you got it. Oh, there it is. Now dig. Late hands. I'll take it. Late hands.
He brings energy, man. He's excited. Every day to be out here is another day to get better. That's what he always says. It motivates you to want to push harder and harder and harder. You hear his voice on every route.
Take him all the way. There you go. Keep going.
Go.
Right there. Get up. Come on. Keep coming. Stay with it. Now go now. Do what right now. Good. Over the top and keep digging. There we go. Now get out, Junior. Get your eyes around, Junior.
Everybody's confident. Everybody's making plays. Everybody willing to learn and everybody's buying in.
That relationship, that bond we building with one another is translating that onto the field. Just building that chemistry and building that camaraderie, I think that's going to help us out in the long run.
Thanks for joining us on this season-opening edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. If you haven't checked out our award-winning Chiefs Kingdom show, you need to do so right away. You'll get compelling stories from throughout the entire Chiefs Kingdom. Also, every week we'll have Chiefs Live, where I'm joined by my broadcast partner, Kendall Gammon, and we'll get you up to speed with everything you need to know at One Arrowhead Drive. It's all right there, so make it a daily diet to check out kcchiefs.com. Next week, Kansas City returns home to open up Arrowhead Stadium for the regular season in what could be a very emotional game because they'll entertain the Dallas Cowboys. And we'll get you ready for that one right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider has been brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. And by Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle.
toss power trap.